Coming to you from the Lydia Media Studios in the heart of Lewiston, Auburn, it's Lydia's Lunch Bunch, LA's afternoon morning show with Mark and Pam. We're covering news and events in the greater LA area and talking to the people making a difference in our community. Feel free to share your comments, questions, or suggestions via email at podcast@lydiamediallc.com.
Today's show is brought to you by Rupert's Beverage and Redemption. When it comes to beer, wine, and spirits, don't botch it.
Squash it.
At four locations in Lewiston, Auburn, and Oxford. Learn more at rupersbeverage.com. And remember, the party starts at Rupers.
As you may have heard, we had some help with the squatcher, which means we are joined in studio by some guests who are very familiar with this show. They are loyal listeners and frequent guests. We have Larry Roy over there, formerly of Dad's Place.
Good morning.
How you doing, Larry?
I'm doing great.
Well, you're retired, so.
Right.
Why aren't you doing great?
Yeah.
We have Mike Matthew from NeoCraft Signs. How you doing, Mike?
Doing very well. Thanks, Mark.
Excellent. Welcome back.
Thank you.
And Dave Bishop from Pat's Pizza in Auburn. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Mark.
How are you?
Sunshine and rainbows, baby.
Love it. Love it. This is our crew for Wishes in the Valley. We're going to be talking about that this morning and a whole lot more. The awesome benefit event happening Saturday, August 9th from 3 to 9 p.m. at Lost Valley to benefit Make-A-Wish Maine. But before we get there, what do you say, Pam? We take a look at some headlines for Monday, July 21st.
Let's do that.
Let's do it.
The Sun Journal reports that the former Fortin Group funeral home located at 70 Horton Street in Lewiston is under contract to Cadence Kitchen for use as a 24-hour homeless shelter. The announcement follows the city's approval to provide financial support for the shelter over the next 3 years.
Starting today, Lewiston Public Works will be milling and paving on Main Street from Union to Fry. The nighttime operation will continue for about 2 weeks with minimal disruption to daytime commutes.
Yesterday's 18th Try for a Cure raised $2.16 million for the Maine Cancer Foundation. It was the event's highest fundraising total for a single year. Try for a Cure has raised over $26 million to support cancer prevention, early detection, and access to care in Maine.
And country music superstar Shania Twain donated $25,000 to the Good Shepherd Food Bank in Auburn. Twain is passionate about ending food insecurity in vulnerable communities and is donating to local food banks at every stop on her tour. The donation will provide meals for about 50,000 people. Twain is scheduled to perform tomorrow night in Bangor. Let's take a look at the weather.
Rain or shine, it's all okay. Grab your uke and start the day. You don't need perfect skies above. Hey, just a song and a little love.
Wow, now we have backup on the weather song.
I love the weather this week. Today we have blue skies and sunshine. Not sunshine and rainbows, Dave, but close.
Yeah, I saw a rainbow yesterday. So.
With a high of 71 and a low of 57. Sunny and a bit warmer tomorrow. We'll have a high of 76 and a low of 53. A mixture of sun and clouds on Wednesday with highs approaching 80.
In sports, Willier Abreu and Alex Bregman each drove in 3 runs, and Garrett Crochet gave up 1 run over 6 innings as the Red Sox beat the stinking Chicago Cubs 6-1. Boston will visit the Philadelphia Phillies tonight at 6:45.
Are they still on a streak?
No, they lost 2 right out of the gate after the All-Star break.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
I was thinking of you, Mark, going into the break 10 in a row, though. I was like, man, he's going to be on a high.
I was very happy. Cautiously optimistic.
There you go.
As every New England sports fan.
Yes.
True.
The West beat the East 41-6 in the 35th Maine Shrine Lobster Bowl Classic. The game was played on Saturday at Don Roof Field in Lewiston. Net proceeds will benefit Shriners Children's Hospitals across the U.S., Canada, and Mexico.
That is your news, weather, and sports. And right now it's time for the podcast segment that is
Sweeping!
We got Dave on that one, the Twin Cities. It's time for Famous People Birthdays.
They're famous. It's their birthdays. It's Famous People Birthdays. It's Famous People Birthdays.
Let's take a look at FPBs for July the 21st, shall we?
We shall.
We've only got a few today. We're going to start off with Josh Hartnett, actor, 47 years old. He was in Pearl Harbor and Black Hawk Down and Oppenheimer and a bunch of other movies I haven't seen.
Yeah.
And I don't even know what he looks like. There's that.
As I'm about to say, he's recognizable, though.
He's got
maybe not.
Yeah.
All I don't know. Comedian John Lovitz, 68 years old today. You remember him from Saturday Night Live. He also had an animated series called The Critic, and he was in a bunch of horrible movies.
That makes sense. Yeah.
That I don't know.
Yeah, and that animated series that no one knows either. Right. That.
If they're horrible movies.
Yeah, Mark's like, he was in an animated series?
Yeah. Yeah.
Horrible movies, Mark, you may have seen them.
Yeah. I think I've seen them all. Yeah, but, you know, I kind of take that back because he had a great role in A League of Their Own.
There you go.
Yes. In 92. He was fantastic.
Famous for pinching a tickle. Is what he would say. You want to go for a pinch and a tickle?
Like, sorry, stupid all things. That, yeah.
That's taking up way too much space in that head.
I'm telling you.
Saying. And,
Pam, I think we have a new soundbite for the podcast. Courtesy of Mike Matthew.
Love it.
John was also in Three Amigos, which wasn't horrible.
No.
Yep. And he was in Big with Tom Hanks. So yeah, he's been in some good ones too. And rounding out FPBs for July the 21st is cartoonist Gary Trudeau, who brought us the Doonesbury comic strip. Gary is 77 years old today, and he won the Pulitzer Prize for editorial cartooning in 1975, making him the first comic strip artist to win a Pulitzer. Not bad, right?
That's pretty good.
Is it the first and the only? Has there been more?
Well, he's not the only. Berkeley Breathed, who was inspired by Trudeau and came out with Bloom County, also won.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's right. The drawing looked familiar, right?
Those are your FPBs for July the 21st. And now it's time for some OTDs.
It happened on this day. It happened on this day. It happened on this day.
I noticed no one was singing along to that one.
No.
What happened?
You didn't know the words. It hasn't been out as long as the others.
Right. I'm like, wait a minute.
We'll practice.
There's only three words
there. Give Sarah a week off, and they're changing all kinds of stuff. The weather song changed. Where's Alex's cool song?
We still have that somewhere.
We do. It's right here.
Weather, weather, weather. Weather, 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 weather. Weather, weather is the best. Is the best. Weather, weather, weather.
Speaking of Alex,
I saw Alex
on the links.
Jeez,
yeah, that was a good shot.
Holy smokes.
Wow. I wish I could get a ball like that.
You need lessons, Dave.
I do. Alex and I are going to Martindale later today.
I've never hit a golf ball that well in my life.
I had about four or five of those. Yeah.
No, real nice.
Saturday, and I was
golf's
like,
easy.
Yeah. Right.
It's easy. Yeah. It's easy to watch.
We were saying that all day.
His putting,
so
on the other hand. Yeah, about 5, 6, 7, 8 putts to get that ball. We need to work on that.
Have you seen Dave play?
Yeah. I can make that putt in 6 notes.
38 years ago in 1987, Guns N' Roses released their debut album, Appetite for Destruction, featuring Welcome to the Jungle, Paradise City, and Sweet Child of Mine. Those bring back some memories.
Yeah,
sure do. Yeah. Dave, can you sing a few lines?
I prefer not to, but I can.
Okay. High pitch like that weather song a second ago, I think.
56 years ago in 1969, Neil Armstrong and Edwin Buzz Aldrin blasted off from the moon after 21 and a half hours on the surface. Did that really happen?
We don't know.
Whoa. We're going back to the
Jesse. Don't get Jesse back
Don't get Jesse back
We're getting
yet.
Jesse in here.
Oh, my God. You still have that? We can play it in now. Man. The conspiracy theory.
100 years ago, 1925, the monkey trial ended in Dayton, Tennessee, with school teacher John T. Scopes being found guilty and fined $100 for teaching Darwin's theory of evolution. The conviction was later overturned.
Once they found out he was right.
Did he get his $100 back?
Right?
Like, was he still out?
Probably not.
No.
That money was spent.
Spent.
I couldn't have named it better, though, the monkey trial.
That's nice.
I was picturing the actual monkeys, so then I'm like, wait, no.
And 152 years ago in 1873, Jesse James held up the Rock Island Express near Adair, Iowa, in his first train robbery. Only $6,000 was reported lost, but it was more like $65,000. The train company didn't want the public to know they carried that much money.
Can you imagine what that'd be worth today?
$30,000.
A little bit.
30 Something like that.
Yeah.
If you carry the two.
Yeah.
Those are your FPBs and OTDs for July the 21st.
Whether you want a sit-down meal or a grab-and-go, Pat's Pizza in Auburn offers delicious sandwiches, pasta, salads, and pizza at family-friendly prices. Pat's Pizza, serving the L.A. area since 1985. Open daily from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. at 85 Center Street in Auburn. Online at patsauburn.com.
Now we shift focus fully to our guests in studio who are here to talk Wishes in the Valley, which is now just 19 days away.
Oh my goodness.
I think I did the math. 19 days away. Larry Roy, Mike Matthew, and Dave Bishop, and of course, Pam Ashby. It is the inaugural Wishes in the Valley. We'll start with you, Larry.
Yeah.
Any new news to report?
I mean, it's everything's coming together great. You know, it's going to be an awesome event. Like you said, August 9th, 3 to 9. But you don't want to leave at 9 because at 9 o'clock there's a collaboration between the two bands, Skosh and Fire in the Hole, and they're going to jam for about an hour or so when Skosh has done their set. So they did that for us one time before, a couple of years ago, and it was epic. So you definitely don't want to miss that. And it's an awesome venue, Lost Valley. We can't thank them enough for what they're doing for us. And it's just going to be a great, great venue for this event. So pretty exciting. A bunch of things going on.
We do have something new since the last podcast. We have someone singing the national anthem that we're all very familiar with.
Can anybody figure out who that is?
I'm going to guess.
It's not you, Mark.
I'm going to guess.
Sarah.
I'm going to guess Dave.
Yeah, I can do it. I choose not to.
Our public is very
You're
thankful.
Grateful, I know. Painfully aware.
I heard Sarah's name floating around.
Yes.
It is Sarah? Wonderful.
It is.
Yeah,
it's
our awesome.
Very own Sarah will be singing the national anthem to
Sweet.
Kick the party
that
off.
That was a solid guess on my part then.
Yeah, not bad. Cool. She is also going to be singing the anthem at the Sea Dogs game.
She bringing the ukulele.
Right? Can you do that?
And then kind of work in a famous people birthdays after the anthem.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Yeah, that'd be great. Let's do it.
It's time for the anthem, anthem time.
weather.
I can compare her to Hendrix from, and see where the two differ. And stuff.
Yeah. And then the crowd would start chanting, on this day, on this day.
That'd be great.
And then I'd have to go out there. It'd be a whole thing.
Oh, that That'd sounds awesome. Great. Let's do it.
It would be a whole thing.
It'd be a whole thing.
It's never a half a thing.
It's no,
it's
got to be a
whole
thing.
Yeah. No. Mike Matthew, the last time we saw you was on the links over at Martindale Country Club taking part in the Squatch Open.
Yes, and I remember, which is great.
So we caught you early.
He caught me at a great time, definitely.
That's not normal.
I think it was after the fourth hole, so it was good, yeah.
Still good.
Oh, what a great day, though, that was. And having you guys out there, it was great to see, a lot of interaction. And All Is Wells is such a great organization, see those people, too. But it's funny, while we were there, not to take away, a lot of people talking about the Wishes in the Valley and what's going on. And it's really getting out there a lot. And I just can't, even for me, I share stuff on occasion, doesn't get shared often, but I got people reposting the shares on the Wishes in the Valley. Yeah. That's great, and I appreciate my friends doing that. But yeah, so many people just talking about it that I haven't even talked to yet or don't even know I'm involved somewhat, and there's a lot of people out of town that are planning on coming. So looking forward to it. But yeah, it's getting some great, great coverage. And I think it's definitely going to be big.
Yeah, my wife and I have been out to dinner before and just recently, and people are coming up to us and they're like, oh, I can't wait for your event. And so yeah, definitely getting out there. And
I was checking out the event page on Facebook this morning, and there have been well over 600 responses to this event.
Excellent. Nice. Yeah. That's awesome.
People are aware, and they are getting psyched for it.
And the beauty on the beauty with Lost Valley, too, is the parking is not an issue.
Right.
So there's plenty of room. And bring a chair.
Yeah.
Bring a chair and just chill out, sit down, play some cornhole, bucket golf, disc golf. Enjoy
right.
some, take the chairlift up to the top.
Chairlift mm-hmm. right.
Axe throwing is another one that's
Larry away from the axe throwing.
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah, we will have a couple of cornhole boards, you know, for people that don't want to play in the tournament. So even if you're not in the tournament, you can still throw some bags around. I nominated Kevin to set up the bucket golf and disc golf challenges.
Is he aware?
You're going to do that, right? Because I think I've already delegated that to you in our meetings. He's like, yeah, I can do that. And then, of course, we started talking about it, and he started talking about some ideas and stuff. So I'm pretty excited about that.
That's awesome.
It's
awesome.
Dave, what are you most excited about for this day?
Pretty much everything. It's going to be awesome, really.
He can't wait to flip some burgers.
I'll be with the Exchange Club flipping burgers. And last week we brewed beer at Lost Valley for the event. Pam and Larry and I and Darren, thank God, because
you wouldn't have wanted it if it was just the three of us.
No, I had my share of homebrew that I made. It was good. It was really good. My friends loved it, they said. And then we just went to the store, so we're fine. But we're really excited about it. It's going to be done this Thursday. Darren's going to get it kegged. We'll probably we'll have it at Pat's before the event.
And Max Grill.
Summer Wishmaker.
Yeah.
Summer Wishmaker.
So there's a special brew just for this event.
Correct.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. So, yeah. And
I think
and
we buried the lead here.
Yeah, well, and so actually it's going to be something that we're going to have as an auction item that you could bid on. And if you win it next year, you can go brew your own beer and
have your business for
the event and have your business logo put on some cans. And so it's a great opportunity if you're into brewing beer or if you want to do something really awesome like that. It's going to be an auction item. So, and it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. It's hot down there, but it's a lot of fun. Yeah.
It's really interesting. They have a cool setup.
Yeah.
A small space and does get warm, but it was fun.
It was fun.
It was neat.
I will tell you, I've never, unlike Dave, I've never brewed my own beer. I just preferred to get it off my store shelf.
Right. You're weird like
there's
that.
There's a lot of more affordable that way.
What's in your back pocket right there?
I just walked over to the cooler. Yeah.
But what a great time.
Yeah.
And certainly eye-opening because I had no idea. I had no idea what went into
it. It's a lot of work.
A lot of work. So we did the whole thing. I mean, start to finish. And
we didn't do half the thing. We did the whole thing.
I actually
did the more whole thing because I was there the longest.
Yeah. No, I scooted out.
Everybody left. I got to carry the grain. So there's that.
There you go.
Spent grain out.
Dave, whenever I see this crew together, I always assume you're doing the most work.
That is a very astute observation, my friend. Very astute.
Insert chuckle here.
Heavy lifting. Yeah. Heavy lifting. Yeah.
It's a fine boy.
Yeah.
That's what you've been keeping him around for. Yeah.
But it was great. We had I'm actually anxious to try it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sick.
Yeah.
It came in at like 5.5%.
That's not bad.
That's not bad.
Very good. And what's it called again?
Summer Wishmaker.
Summer Wishmaker.
You add any fruit to it or something?
Nope.
No,
it's going to be a little bit of lemon finish, like a summer ale.
Yeah.
Nope. So it's going to be light and certainly drinkable. So.
Beautiful.
Yeah. So it'll be fun.
So
Pat's is actually going to have it prior to the event on tap, and so is Max Grill.
We'll be donating a portion of the proceeds back to Make a Wish.
Yeah. Nice.
So pretty cool. Pretty cool thing. And I think, as a company, if you win that live auction item, you can do that next year and make it what you want. Make a big deal out of it, and you can make whatever you want. I mean, if you wanted to make a
porter
or an IPA or whatever, they'll work with you.
Be like Lydia Media's Summer Wishmaker.
Right.
So insert your own business there if you want to.
So Pam's planning on winning.
No.
So
maybe not. I don't know. We'll see.
We'll see.
Can one of you kind of take us through the day and let folks know what to expect?
It's a full day, obviously, 3 to 9. We have a cornhole tournament that you can sign up for. And it's a two-person, team tournament.
Random draw.
So, there's certainly prizes and things, obviously, if you win the tournament. We have a bucket golf. For those that are not familiar with bucket golf, it's like regular golf, but different.
Right.
Yeah, you have a bucket golf club, so it's a larger club head.
Plastic, too, I think.
Plastic. Right. And then it's like a wiffle ball that you're using as a ball, and then you try and get it in the bucket.
Yes. I might actually be okay at that.
You might have a chance.
It's close.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool. That's something different.
Yeah, we'll have that on the top of the mountain and the bottom. So if you want to take the chairlift up and give it a shot up there and walk around and chill out and hang out.
And the chairlift thing's kind of cool. Like we've mentioned before on previous podcasts, is if you've never been to a ski area and or you've just been there to drop off your kids or whatever, and you're kind of looking at the bottom of the mountain like, I wonder what that is up, you know, up top. So this is kind of cool. You can take the chairlift up to the top, walk around a little bit, kind of see, you know, see how things
I think the view from up there is going to be kind of cool, too.
View is awesome.
To be up there and looking back down at the stage and everything else going on, I think it's going to be pretty cool up there.
So we also have, you know, beverages. We've got a bunch of sponsors that are sponsoring beverages. So, you know, we'll have regular beverages, adult beverages.
And our beer.
And our beer.
And our
that
beer.
We made.
Yeah. Which is really cool.
It's really cool.
So one of the neat things, too, is I had never heard about it. Until this was the snowball drop.
Yeah, that's going to be cool.
So what they do is you buy a softball, and there's a number on the softball, and then we put those in a bucket. And then after they sell, you know, sell out, which I assume we will sell out.
There's no
question. They bring the all those up on the top of the mountain, and they drop them off. And the first one to cross the finish line at the bottom is the winner. So it's like a 50-50. So you're buying that and you get 50% of the proceeds. So just kind of a something different. It'll be a hoot to watch.
Yeah,
oh, yeah, it's
going to
be a hoot to watch.
You know,
we talked about doing it from the chairlift, but.
Yeah, it all depends on.
I think they're going to do it from the head wall at Buck, I think was the last.
Yeah.
So just, you know, just something different, which is kind of cool. Obviously, we'll have some. We'll have event t-shirts that you can purchase there too. And you're not going to want to miss that because.
They
are the
50.
Inaugural t-shirts.
So they're gone, they're gone. They'll sell out.
You definitely want to have one of those. That's what the you know everybody's going to be talking about. So
it's the event of the summer.
It is, absolutely.
It is. Maybe the
as
year.
It should be. So the other thing that we I think we may have failed to mention in the last couple, Mark Valancourt, who is our local magician here in town, is going to be doing Mark's magic. He's going to be doing some walk around close up magic. If you've never seen this guy. He blows me away. You know, like he'll literally be a foot away from you and he'll do the trick. And then you look at him, you're like, all right, how the hell did you do that? You know? So he's extremely talented and it's just really cool to watch.
We have split and wood coming, so you can do some axe throwing. And then, of course, through all of this, we have food trucks. Lost Valley will have a limited menu and live music, of course, by Fire in the Hole in Scosche. So. There'll be something for everyone. It won't be a dull moment. You know, if you just want to sit and relax and watch the music, or if you want to participate in all the activities that we have going on, you choose.
And I think I asked you last time we were all together about volunteers, and you said you were all set. Is that still the case? Volunteers?
I believe so.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're pretty good. If someone, you know, they can still reach out, wishesinthevalley@gmail.com, to kind of volunteer if they'd like to. Well, Matt Masiola from the Maine Real Estate Experience, he's heading up the volunteers and doing a great job with that. He sent me the list last Friday. We have a pretty good list, but you know how that works. You know, sometimes things happen and people can't make it, so
Beyond
having extra
by.
Is never never a bad thing. And we want to make sure, we've talked with Matt too, that volunteers are rotated so they're not in the same spot all the time and they get breaks. And so we're really trying to make sure that our volunteers also have a great experience as well because we can't do it without them.
Sponsorship still available?
Always.
Day of.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So the other cool thing, too, is we got some live auction items that we're going to be doing later in the event, probably between when the bands play. But we've got some great live auction items. Rusty Lantern Markets, who is a Wish sponsor as well. They are a huge sponsor for us. So they came in, and not only are they a Wish sponsor, but they're also giving us gas for a year is going to be one of the live auction items.
That always goes well.
So it's pretty cool. You know, obviously if you're a business person and you've got a fleet, you're going to pay for fuel anyway.
Yeah.
You know, so might as well just go ahead and bid on that. And it's all for a great cause. And
And that they're good at Eddie Irving, though, right? Is that
good at Eddie Irving? Yeah. So it doesn't have to be at the Rusty Lanterns, but
his stores are really nice.
His stores are beautiful.
They're beautiful. Yeah, they're nice looking from the outside.
Yeah. And he's actually just building another one in Oxford right now as we speak, Route 26. Wow. Yeah. So I think he's up to 29 or 30 stores.
That's insane.
And they're all beautiful locations, and he runs a great program.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, that's one of the auction items. We've got a week stay down to Orlando.
Yeah.
And that's donated by Dave from Pat's Pizza. And that's a beautiful resort. I've actually personally been there too. And just
Sheraton Vistana.
Beautiful place.
It's really cool. It's close to Disney. It's close to, you know, all the theme parks. But even just the place itself, there's pools and bars and tennis courts if you want to play tennis. Yeah.
And when you say
pickleball now.
Yeah. Probably. Yeah.
When you say close to Disney, you're
literally
you're like 15 minutes away. Yeah. So
And that's cuz the traffic might be thick. Otherwise than that, it's like really
it's awesome.
Yeah.
And then
sports package, right? Do we get that all lined
sports
up?
Sports package. So there's you'll get, if you win that one, you'll get tickets to the Red Sox, tickets to the Bruins, and tickets to
Patriots.
Yeah, pretty cool, and you know, bring your friends, and just kind of a neat package there too.
Yeah,
Thomas Mosier is—they're actually producing a chair for us.
Yeah.
Wow!
And they make absolutely beautiful furniture. So you know, that's another one. Lost Valley. So you can do get a season's pass along with a mug club membership, and then
street cred with the mug club.
Yeah.
And then a gift certificate along with that
to Backwoods.
Yeah, so you can get all outfitted
combo.
Yeah. So
that's awesome.
Can't go wrong there.
So that's really cool. Can't fail to mention Jim Whitmore. For those that don't know, Jim used to be the owner of Napa in the area. And Jim is one hell of a chef.
Yeah, he is.
Very much so.
He puts together a package for us that for 20 people, he does a brunch, and he sets up a mimosa bar, a Bloody Mary bar, and the food that this guy makes is unbelievable. And it's just a great time, you know, have it at your house, have it at your camp. He actually comes out to you and does everything right there.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
So that's
going to be some great live auctions. We'll have a sheet describing all the items because we are going to have to kind of get through them a little quickly. So we're not doing that for the entire break between the bands. So we'll have information sheets on all those items. So right when you get there, take a look. If there's an item you're interested in, make sure you're by the stage during that time. We'll pause. Actually, that will be just before the real tournament for the cornhole will begin. They'll do round robin prior to that break, and then after, in between the round robin and the real tournament, we'll have that live auction. So the people in the cornhole tournament will be able to participate as well.
And we're still looking for raffle items as well.
Yep.
So if your business makes a decent product, or you guys just want to donate, you know, donate gift cards, that sort of thing, we are going to have a full raffle set up too. So you basically just buy raffle tickets and test your luck, I guess.
Yeah.
But they can reach out to us via email at wishesinthevalley@gmail.com or on Facebook.
This event just keeps getting better. Saturday, August 9th, 3 to 9 p.m. at Lost Valley. Did we miss anything?
Those that were at the summer block party, the grand finale summer block party 2 years ago, witnessed one of our Wish kids actually get his wish granted at the block party. His wish was to sing in front of a live audience, and he wanted a bunch of, you know, equipment and so forth so he could kind of do his own thing. And so he came out, Matthew G, he came out and sang a couple of songs, and he blew everybody away. This kid was just unbelievable, unbelievably talented. And so we got him coming back. So he's going to play with Fire in the Hole and sing a couple of songs for us. And so that's going to happen with Fire in the Hole. So it's something you definitely do not want to miss. This kid is, he's just awesome. Mm-hmm.
And not that I want to mention it, but it's a rain or shine event. We're not worried about the first part I said, but, you know, being at Lost Valley and everything, it's definitely large enough to accommodate. If being Maine and all, if something happens and the weather changes, we can
get people inside, indoors.
Yeah. We got a lot of tents are going to be set up for outside in the parking lot. So let's not worry about that and just keep focused on the 9th and be in there regardless.
Yeah, and the tents were generously donated by Affordable Events of Oxford. And I talked to the guy and he said, absolutely, whatever you guys need. You know, as far as, you know, when you get your food from your food truck, you can sit underneath the tent and get out of the sun. because it's going to be sunny.
That's right. And get out of the sun. You're right. Yep.
Get out of the sun. Yep. And but he was generous enough to donate that and set it all up for us. And
and the beer vendors are under tents as well.
Right.
Correct.
Right.
That's what, so you know, tents are going to be a good place, rain or shine.
Yeah. Yep. And the food's going to be good. Like
yes.
You know, the roadside barbecue will be there. Tony and Abby, they do a great job. Mr. C's.
And the Shuckya girls.
Yeah. And then.
Elise works there. They call themselves the Shuckya girls. But,
and the Exchange Club will be rocking it.
Yes. So that's right.
We'll as they too. Always do.
Yeah. And then, Lost Valley's Kitchen will be open as well. So yeah. there's
plenty of food.
Come hungry.
Yes.
Come hungry.
And, yeah, that 20 by 40 tent with tables and chairs. So there'll be a comfortable place to eat, sit down, have your meal.
It's going to be awesome.
And this is all to benefit Make-A-Wish Maine, which I know the four of you have plenty of experience with and hearing their stories and being involved in their fundraising. It's just a wonderful organization, and the wishes themselves cost money.
Yeah.
And that's why we're doing this.
That's why we're doing
and the beauty is everything that we raise here in this community, that money stays here in this community. Mm-hmm. So, you know, as a business person, you know, if you're looking to make a donation, and again, wishesinthevalley@gmail.com, if you're looking to make a donation, reach out to us. Just know that your money is local. This money does not get sent to national. This money stays right here, and it's not even that it's staying here in Maine. It actually stays here in the Lewiston Auburn community,
wow.
You know, which is really cool. And if you end up being, if you want to be a wish grant or wish sponsor, you know, there is that opportunity. So if you end up at the top level, we can actually make it happen that, you know, you could be, you know, a part of that wish or go to the wish when that's revealed, which is really neat. So, and if you've never been to a wish reveal, it's mind boggling. It's just to see, and it pulls on your heartstrings to see these kids. And so it's local, you know, which is really neat.
Only 19 days
don't
away.
Don't remind us.
Right? Yeah.
That's not scary at all.
No, not at all.
I'm ready. I don't know about you guys, but I'm ready.
Yeah.
Let's
we'll have another
it.
Meeting tomorrow to talk about it.
Yeah, because it's...
Some more.
Because it's only taking
It'll
us,
be only 18 days away tomorrow.
It's right. Only taking us, what, 2 weeks to put this together?
Yeah.
This is easy.
We'll go with that. Two conference calls and one Zoom meeting. Yeah. We're on it.
So we have a great... we got a great team putting this together, and... And everybody is, you know, participating generously. And so it's really cool. And, you know, the beauty of this, too, is when we started, we were all friends to start. But, you know, when you work together like this, it's just really cool.
Yeah, it's
you
really
know,
cool.
All for the same cause. And so it's awesome.
It's a great benefit, actually.
Yeah. Working out. With people you can stand.
Yeah. Usually I sit down.
Next year marks 30 years of Uncle Andy's Digest. What started as a beloved print publication has grown into Lydia Media, a full-service marketing partner helping local businesses thrive. From LA Metro Magazine and the Lydia's Lunch Bunch podcast to social media management, website design, and advertising across all platforms, we've got your marketing needs covered. If you're a business making a difference in our community, let's connect. Lydia Media is here to tell your story and help you grow. Lydia Media, in business, for business. Learn more at lydiamediallc.com.
All right, guys, we can't let you get out of here without our world-famous closing segment, Three Random Questions.
I used to be good at this, Mark.
You had one off show. You're fine. You're right up there. You're top five.
Oh.
Wow. Now that we've built up Dave so much, we'll have him start with this one.
Usually.
And then we'll just work our way around. Dave, if you were given $1 million today, but you had to spend it today, what would you do?
I'd give it to Make-A-Wish Maine.
Fair enough.
Wow. Right?
Yeah.
That was quick.
Beat that, Mike.
I would donate it to any non-profit. Could I buy shiny stuff? Sure. But give it away.
I'd buy Pat's Pizza so Dave could retire.
Ooh. Oh. Let me rethink that.
No, that's
you want to own another business?
That's a fair deal, Mike. And I hope Mike.
That one has a bar, Pam.
Oh.
Isn't that why Dave bought it?
It is. Bar and a deck.
There you go.
All right, Dave wants to change his answer.
Yeah. I'm going with Mike. Mike can win.
If Dave wins, he's just going to give it to Mike.
Yeah.
You buy Pat's Pizza.
You know, that's another one. I love when they say win. It's just like Larry, like, okay, I'm going to buy Pat's Pizza. I win. Larry, you know, when you win the auction, well, it's usually the highest bidder. You don't win it, really.
Yeah.
You're paying more than anybody. That's all. Right. So, but I like that. You win.
You win.
My wife says, oh, I won that. I was like, oh, how much does that cost?
It was on sale. I saved you money.
Oh, shoot. So, yeah. That's
That's the whole thing about I saved you money, right? Yeah. So it's a female thing, I think, and I'm not throwing stones, but
there's only one here. You're gonna come in sex.
So you know they get back from the store and they look at you and they go, how much did you spend? I don't know, but I saved $300. Well, wait a minute. How much did you actually spend? I saved $300.
Yeah. The other number doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Mind your business. Yeah.
Saved you $300, you should be happy.
Yeah. I mean, I first would just pay off my debt. That'd be nice. I would just do something to give back somehow. I don't know exactly. Maybe make a wish, but maybe something else, because I like the Swishes in the Valley, and we're going to do it every year, yeah, so that's right. My effort there, so yeah. Maybe somewhere else, but yeah, I would definitely do some good.
And Larry?
I mean, ditto, right? So, you know, help the unfortunate.
Yeah.
So, because there are certain people, you know, certainly you're going to see people that are less fortunate than you, you know. You know, we're, all of us sitting here are fortunate, you know, and,
yeah.
You know, just basically give back.
All right, we'll start with Mike on this one. Mike, what was your favorite childhood toy?
Ooh, boy, I was lucky. I actually got quite a few. Christmas was great. After my dad was done playing with my toys, I got two.
But trained.
I mean, honestly, I bet you the one I got the most use out of that pops into my head is that big wheel. Man, we used to fly down the street on the big wheels. We'd wear those tires out. But, you know, we're outdoor kids back then, you know, mid-70s, late 70s. Between playing ball outdoors and riding my big wheel before I was a little older, I'd say, you said as a kid, right? Not 13, 14. Okay.
Yeah.
So I had other favorite things then. But
I had a motor.
I had a motor. But no, the big wheel was the thing.
Pam, you have a fantastic big wheel story.
Oh, I do, yeah. Because that was my answer when he asked me that one day. But it came with some trauma.
Oh, no.
My mom picked me up from daycare, and I was mad at her for some reason. I don't remember why. We got home. She got out of the car. I stayed in the car pouting, and I thought I was going to be, you know, a big kid. Went to the shed, got out my big wheel, and I lived right on top of a hill.
Oh, I hear this coming.
Yeah.
I had no shoes on.
Oh.
Perfect.
And I just decided to take it down the steepest part of the hill that goes to a very busy street at the end. Man. About halfway down, I was like,
this is a bad idea.
As those pedals are doing.
Yeah, yeah.
Feet are up. Yeah.
Feet are out.
Feet are out. The pedals are just going. And so I Fred Flintstone it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well,
oh, I just
better than a car, I guess.
Oh,
yeah, I know,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, I just got that, like, yeah. Up the spine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and luckily, the neighbor that lived in the house, the last house before that main drag, do you know where I lived in Mechanic Falls? Judson Street.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Crosses
yeah.
Elm and
yeah.
Lewiston. So, yeah, I lived right on top there. So, that last house on the right coming down the hill, the neighbor was out. Luckily, because I think it was like 3:30 in the afternoon, wow. He stepped out into the road and literally just stopped my bike dead just before it went into the road.
Oh,
and yeah, I was embarrassed, so I wouldn't let him pick me up and carry me up the road back home. So I'm crying, stepping on my tiptoes. Finally, he just picked me up.
Rocks
like,
in
I don't
your
care.
Feet. I yeah. can yeah. picture just yeah. picking the rocks out. Oh,
oh yeah.
Ouch.
It's terrible.
So yeah.
Big wheels are the bomb, though.
Yeah, I'm just going to say.
Oh, man. I don't know. Loved you can power break those things.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
So that means you'd wear a hole in the front tire.
Yeah, the whole front tire was yeah. It was doomed.
And it would grow with Fred, you. Fred you could adjust the seat.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Best.
The best.
All right, Larry, favorite childhood toy?
Tonka trucks.
Oh, man, you took mine.
So, and I remember the old Tonka trucks.
The metal ones.
Where
yeah.
like, you could pinch your finger.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, you just
yep. you could get hurt.
Cut yourself, go for a tetanus
toys.
Shot.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, rusty Tonka truck. It was awesome.
It was used. Larry didn't get new toys.
Painted with lead paint, probably.
Yeah. His mom would go to the playground and be like, oh, there's a Tonka truck. Here you go, Larry. Merry Christmas. Love you.
But I was grateful.
You should be.
There's some paint flaking off. I
don't
got
worry
a
about
snack.
That. Right? Nothing. Lead-based.
That answers so many questions.
All right, Dave, what do you got?
Baseball glove.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Baseball glove is the best.
Yep.
Yeah. 100%.
Did you bring it to school?
Baseball was great. Yep. It was well before, like, I just think of kids today, and they can't put those down. And, like, we didn't have cell phones. Like, we literally got on your bike and took your baseball glove and went and found your friends and played all day.
And in the wintertime, it was the hockey stick with the skates.
We'd go down to Pettingill Park with the hockey stick and skates and
skate. We had a pond right down the road. And you're literally gone all day. And your parents had no idea where you were.
And they didn't care.
No.
They didn't
care. Not at all.
Not even a little.
Just be back before the lights come on. And you didn't have to be back for lunch because somebody's parent was probably going to throw some sandwiches out or whatever.
Yeah,
it's not even the cell phones, too, though. If a kid plays a sport, it's like year-round.
Yeah.
And if they don't play year-round, then they get left behind. So it's like, how do they even pick, you know, or be, you know, multifaceted in different sports? It's tough now
definitely.
In that aspect, I think.
All right, we'll start with Pam on this one. Pam, you are going to be driving all day long.
Mm-hmm.
But you got an old car, and it's got a cassette player, and you only have one cassette in the car. What are you listening to?
Something 90s rap, right?
Of course.
It's like Snoop Dogg or Dr. Dre or... Yeah. Or I'd go something like Cyndi Lauper, something like go back to the 80s or something, yeah.
Yeah. From gangster rap to Cyndi Lauper. Yeah.
Well, cassette tape, but you could make your own. See, that's the thing.
Oh, yeah, mixtape.
You know, because we all did.
I'm all over the map with music.
Yeah. Larry, what do you got?
AC/DC.
AC/DC, nice. Which one?
Brainer.
Back in Black.
Oh, so good. Brian Johnson's debut. Right. Like, they replaced a legendary lead singer with Brian Johnson, and they came out with Back in Black.
Yeah.
Insane. Dave?
Jimmy Buffett.
Greatest hits, sir?
Yeah, you had to be there. That was a double. I don't know. That would be a huge cassette, probably.
That's all right. That's allowed.
Yeah.
In your generation, it was 8-track.
Ooh.
Oh! My El Camino had an 8-track.
Yeah, see? And you want to listen to the next song? It was...
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No. Yeah, 100%. And we had an FM converter, too. Whatever.
A record player on the passenger seat.
This bumps. And minimum 7 speakers that we got at Radio Shack just sitting on the back window that when you stop fast would fly off. It was great. I think I got 4 stitches back.
When I was in high school, my stereo system in my car was worth more than my car.
Most people had to, definitely.
Yeah, you had like a $300 car and $800 rims.
Exactly.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Radio City was my favorite. You want me to put that in there? Really?
Yeah. This thing was back when you could take your radio out with you, too.
Yes, right.
Click, that's coming with me. I'm worried about the rest of the car, but the radio's coming.
Yeah, I got the Alpine Equalizer in my 1972 Celica. Let me get that.
Mike Matthew, what are you listening to?
Oh, boy. You know, so many choices out there, too. But I think if I'm just driving down the road, which I do often, to just sit back and relax, it'd probably be a Grateful Dead, some live show somewhere.
Yep.
I had one years ago from Palo Alto that I think I wore right out. That was just fantastic. But, you know, and that's the thing. I love Van Halen. I love AC/DC. Led Zeppelin.
Yeah.
But if I'm going to sit back and just chill, it'd definitely be the Grateful Dead all day.
Right on. Pam's still undecided whether she's going with Cyndi Lauper or gangster rap.
Except I can listen to all kinds of stuff. But
gangster Lauper.
I like Dave's answer, Jimmy Buffett. That's always a good one.
That's a good one, too.
Feel like you're on vacation.
Every day like Larry.
Every day like Larry. Wakes up. What day is it?
What are
is
we
it,
gonna,
does
what
it
kind
even
of
matter?
What project are we going to do today? Oh, wait. I got an appointment.
Oh, wait, my soap is on.
Doctors again.
As you get older, it's doctor's appointment.
Yeah.
I'm so busy.
I wish I could work.
Can't we group these? No? Okay.
You know how many ologists there are?
All of them.
Boy. Larry Roy, Mike Matthew, Dave Bishop, thanks again so much for your time today and for supporting this great event and all the work you're doing to make it an awesome day on August 9th.
Thank you. Definitely enjoying it. And I can't wait to see everybody there.
Yeah.
And you know what? You know, even if you can't donate because it's not in the budget, just come on out.
Come on out.
Come on out and enjoy the event.
Yeah. It's free admission.
It's free.
Yeah. Free admission.
You know, where else are you going to go enjoy live music and all the events that we have going on, get a chance to win some raffle items? and just see a you know, have a great event for free. It's awesome.
Yep. It's awesome.
Do it up, folks. Look it up on Facebook, fair. Wishes in the Valley. Thanks to Rupert's Beverage and Redemption for sponsoring today's episode. And if you'd like to be part of the Lydia's Lunch Bunch advertising family, reach out to Pam Ashby via email at pam@lydiamediallc.com. Bonus points if you include some Tupac lyrics.
Have a great day. And remember, don't bite your cat. And I will say I...